Hi, Kane. Hi, Mr. A. So nice to see you guys this morning.
Hello, everybody. Hey, Eric.
Put a smile on my face. Hey.
Crazy Kane, Mr. A, Jess Dog.
Hi, Jess. Hi,
Crazy Kane. Town, Moonchild. Dina Joe.
Old man. Hi, Eric.
What's up? Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Joe and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States. I forgot what show I was doing.
I was like, wait a minute, you just stopped there. Hi, PDG. Welcome.
Just kind of stop mid-sentence.
That's all right.
Cindy,
welcome.
What a lovely day.
Yes,
what is today? Tuesday? Yeah. Today's Tuesday. Man. Gotta get everything shut off. Shut off the music. Swipe it back to the beginning. Turn up the knob.
No, turn off the music.
Turn off the music.
Turn up the music.
I've lost control of the knobs. No knobs. Nice morning. It's nice. 61 degrees outside. I think our heat wave is done. I think our heat wave is done for a while, and I am glad about that because it has been miserable.
Oh, we've been in the 90s, just up in the 90s, but the worst part of it is that all the smoke from all these fires is settling in on us for whatever reason. The wind is blowing it in, and it has just been, oh my gosh, crazy.
I know. Yeah, only Tuesday. Crazy town. Only Tuesday? Yeah, I know.
Oh, yay, 80s and Thursday. Yay.
Yeah, let's see. We escaped yesterday and went up to our casino and spent all day up there goofing around, having fun, having dinner. And it was nice because it was cool inside the casino. They must have had the air cranked because it was a nice, comfortable, probably 70 in there. It was nice. We had a lot of fun. Then we walked outside. It was 91. 91, like you said, 90's not... I mean, it's hot, but it's not 100. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, it's been in the low 90s, you know, up to about 95. So it's doable. It's not the hundreds. No, yeah.
No. What's it like over there in Georgia, Eric?
I think it's mostly like cloudy outside. I think we're probably getting some of the rain remnants from that tropical weather.
Oh, that tropical storm.
Yeah, Fred. Yeah.
Fred? Was his name Fred?
Yeah.
It's Fred?
Fred.
That's a good
Fred's
name for a storm.
Fred's coming. Hi, Sailor.
That's a good name for a storm. Fred.
Fred's on his way.
Hey, what are you doing outside? I'm looking at Fred.
We're watching out for Fred. Here comes
Fred's
Fred.
Fred's coming. Fred's just down the street. He's coming. Fred. That's a great name. That's a great name for a dog.
Fred. That is a good name for a dog.
I've always wanted to get a dog and name it Bob. Bob. So it can be out my yard. Hey, Bob. Then my neighbor Bob goes, hey, no, not you, Bob. My dog, Bob. No.
Hi, Tower. Welcome.
Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was outside and yesterday and the wind was picking up and blowing from north to south. And see, Bob's house is to the south of me. And I just let my yard go in the front because it got scorched by the sun. Nothing's growing except dandelions, wild dandelions growing. And so it looks – so they grow and they got these little – I noticed this year that all the wildflowers in my yard are yellow. And it's like they know I like yellow.
Hi, James. Welcome.
Hey, you know, if you bloom a yellow flower, the old man's not going to dig you up because he likes yellow. So anyway, you know, they have the little bloom, and then they turn into those little parachute seeds, you know? Uh-huh. Then they go blowing everywhere. So, you know, we got those little – now they're in the parachute seed stage, and they're like that all over my yard. And then the wind's blowing.
Hi, Torch.
Blowing everything.
It's been a while.
Blowing everything into Bob's yard. I'm going, go, little friends. Go seed yourself in Bob's yard.
You're terrible.
I ran inside. I ran inside and told Grammy that she busted up laughing.
I know, Jess. Right? Where's the possums? He's throwing dead possums in Bob's yard. Golly!
Oh, crazy hickey! Oh, crazy town! No. We don't. No, we don't do that. No.
No, just no. Please no.
Just no. Anyway, hey, Torch, good to see you. What a great day, though, it's going to be. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't think I'm doing anything today. I got dishes to do. I slacked off for the last couple of days, and I got to do the dish. I asked Grammy, I said, because we got this big empty spot where the dishwasher used to be. Well, we pulled it out because it wasn't working, and I just turned it into shelves. You know, we got it there for shelves. You know, we got slow cookers in there and what have you. Our woks in there. And I told Grammy the other day, I go, hey, have we ever had a dishwasher that worked in here in this kitchen in that spot? Have we ever had a dishwasher that worked in here? And she looked at me and started laughing. She goes, yeah, I got a white dishwasher that works in here all the time. Grammy, that's not what I meant.
A dishwasher machine. Yeah, because it looks like it's for a dishwasher.
Yeah, I know. I said, a machine. She goes, not a human. Hey, Spanky. Oh, crazy stuff.
Not me. Hey, well, did she ask you? Was there ever a dishwasher there?
Oh, yeah. I'm the one that took it out. I just didn't know if it ever worked.
Oh,
why don't
I
we call
see,
it
I
ever
see,
working?
I see.
And she says her dishwasher always works.
Oh. Yes, he does if he wants to get fed.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So, you know, I read this article today, and it just was making me going, what? And it says, got a lazy cat? Study shows felines prefer to not work hard for their food. And I thought, what the French toast?
Well, cats, they don't.
This is where all the money and science is going right here.
Oh, brother.
There are a few feelings better than that of being served a fresh plate of food without having to help prepare it. Turns out people aren't the only species that enjoy being catered to. A new study shows domestic cats prefer to eat from a tray of exposed food rather than work their way through a simple puzzle to access their meal, contrary to the behavior of most species. This phenomena is called contra-freeloading. Contra-freeloading. Meaning, when given a choice, an animal will choose food that requires effort over food that appears to be readily available. Several species living in sanctuaries, zoos, laboratories, and homes can be observed doing it, including chimpanzees, chickens, pigeons, grizzly bears, wolves, rats, giraffes, and pigs. Cats seem to be the exception, which may not surprise many owners of leisurely felines. In other words, if they had access to Uber Eats, they'd use it too. And I thought, really, you spent money on studying this?
You don't see cats. Sometimes they get up and they want to play for a little bit, but they usually are just, you know, don't bother me. Some of them are like, don't bother me. They swat you and stuff, but normally they just kind of chill.
And this is a bunch of BS saying that species would rather work for their food. And it's like, they're going to go for the free stuff readily available right there. Any person in their right mind knows that.
You know what? And I think... They said that I was low maintenance. I know. Really, Grey's Anatomy? Seriously. It's just like, I don't understand. And some people, do they not think, okay, they actually spent money to do these researches?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. That's where your money's going, people. Think about it. Think about it when you're thinking, oh my gosh, how stupid is this? Yeah, that's where the money's going.
And then Come on. When I read this, first thing I thought of when I read this was, gotta believe the science.
Right.
Believe the science.
Your cat would rather work for it instead of it being put right in front of their face. I don't think so.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Mine is just like, give it to me. Well, I don't have a cat, but my dog is just like, feed me.
Yeah, that's how all animals are.
Right.
All
animals I'll take it. I don't want to work a
lion.
Right?
You think if a lion had to chase if a lion had to chase a gazelle, do you think it would? No. It would just eat it. It wouldn't, you know, I'm not gonna, you know. It only chases it because it has to. You know, if it didn't have to chase it, it ain't chasing it, it'll just munch on it right there. Come on, people. Who are you trying to? Yay, our science. Yay, science.
That's with Uber. Yes, I know. I wonder, silly.
It says here the study was published July 26th. I wonder how much they spent on this study. It says there? Here the team studied.
Hi, Rockin' L.
17 indoor pet cats by placing a food puzzle and a tray of food side by side, noting which option the cat preferred over 10 trials that lasted 30 minutes. Come on! Forget finding a cure for cancer. Let's find out why these cats won't do a puzzle to get free food.
Oh my!
This is crazy.
So true.
Oh man, I'm just skimming the rest of this article. It just cracks me up to think so. You know, you go to college, you get this big old college science degree and that, and what do you study? Cats.
Oh gosh.
Cats that prefer to eat food just sitting there than food that they have to work for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. Hi, Scooter.
There's your
welcome, Scooter.
There's your science for the day, everybody. Your science for the day.
Yay!
Oh wait, science for the day. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, I have some. Did you know I found something out? Hi, Evan. Welcome.
What'd you find out?
Did you know that the lines on the school bus, are there for a reason?
The lines on the school. I thought it was go ahead. I was going to say
the
school
bus.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, and the lines are for. What are the lines on the school bus for?
They are for to show you. Okay, now where did it go? Where the bottom, the floor is, the bottom of the seat, and the top of the seat in case of an accident, and they roll. So where the fire department know where to cut.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I got to look at a school bus.
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting, Eric.
Yeah. Huh. The bumpers are for in case they get a side collision to help the impact a little bit, but the three lines are for the bottom of the floor, the bottom of the seat, and the top of the seat. And so they know where to cut. Yeah. Hi, Tuttles.
Huh.
Tuttles, welcome.
Or look in the window.
Yeah, and I would take. Right. And I was thinking too, DeRay, if it turns, there's no seat belts on those buses, correct?
What is so with those, that?
I know. So those kids or people are not going to be in that seat. Typically, they'll be off the seat. So they can be on the ground where they're going to cut, right?
Right. I mean, put your kids in your car. You got to strap them in like they're driving for NASCAR.
I have never understood that.
But throw them on a school bus and they're running around like little ants.
I know.
Man, what's that? What's all that static?
No, that Eric's making breakfast probably.
I was just moving around. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
No worries.
I thought it was me. I was standing up with my hands up in the air. I'm not touching nothing. Yeah, that's never made sense to me with school buses.
Right. You know, Right.
I mean, you know, you should have seatbelts on there. I mean,
oh, that's been a thing forever. Sense, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But so no. That's what the lines are for. But I thought, yeah, if the
yeah, that's over, good.
Then nobody's gonna, you know, be in their seats typically. So how would they really know where to cut? So
Mr.
Purpose,
Mr. Ray, Mr. Ray, the Mr. bus Ray. Driver in our neighborhood for school. Uh-huh. Mr. Ray, Mr. Ray drove Big Penny to school. Took me to school, took my brothers and sisters to school. I mean, we knew we all had the same one bus driver through all those years of school, Mr. Ray. And nobody messed in the round in the bus of Mr. Ray.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, that was back when, you know, if you're back there messing around, he'd slam on the brakes and then just come storming back there and smack you. Sit down, Merc. You little punk. Shut up. Don't say nothing. Don't anybody move till we get to school. Yes, sir, Mr. Ray. You know, yeah, that's how, yeah. But,
that's funny.
Yeah, I still remember his name. I don't know. Was it Mr. Ray, the bus driver in Finding Nemo? I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. There was a bus and a bus driver in Finding Nemo.
I thought they
lived under the. I thought they lived under the ocean. I don't know. And did that bus have stripes on it?
Hi, Chris. I know, right?
It's funny the people I remember in my life. Mr. Ray, the bus driver. Mrs. Finley.
Wait a minute. My grade knows that Mr. Ray was on Nemo?
I guess. I guess Nemo's his favorite.
He was a stingray, and the kids rode on the back of on his back. Come on.
What? Man.
You've never seen that. You need to watch
Finding Nemo. I never really, I don't think I've even watched Finding Nemo. I think we took the grandkids to the movie theater to watch it. I think, to tell you the truth, I think I fell asleep. Funny. Funny, but I, you know, the names of people you remember in your life, like me, that Mr. Ray, the bus driver, my grade school principal, Mrs. Finley, still, the name of Mrs. Finley still puts chills down my back.
Oh. Was she a swatter with the ruler?
She was a swatter, but the worst thing about Mrs. Finley was just her stare, you know, and her saying, "I am so disappointed in you, Mr. Merc." I mean, you know, that just cut to your core, you know, that would just cut to your core. And I don't think I ever got a swat from Mrs. Finley, but there were stories out there of kids that did. But, yeah, whenever I got called to Mrs. Finley's office, I always try to hide in the back and try to slouch down so she wouldn't see me. You know, I am so disappointed in you kids. Oh, please, Mrs. Finley. Now take these notes home for to your parents and bring them back signed. Yeah, Mrs. Finley. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did you ever sign those papers for your parents? Were you one of those?
I think I tried to sign for my mom once, and she caught me, and she laughed. She goes, "That don't even look like my signature." You need to put more effort behind that, son. No. Yeah, I don't think I ever signed a note for my mom. I don't remember. I may have tried. Like I said, I may have tried, and she looked at me and caught me and went, "Nah, yeah, that ain't going to work." You know, that ain't going to work, you know. I remember my son was saying how he could
–
My son one time was saying how he could sign my signature so good that even I wouldn't know which is which. I go, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." I go, "Well, let's have a contest." So I signed, and then he signed. And, you know, and then I, you know, it was like, "No, there's no way." I go, "That's pretty close, but there's no way. There's no way that's my signature. This is mine here." He goes, "Oh, no way." I go, "Yeah." So I can always tell if you try to sign for me. And he goes, "How can you tell?" And see, my name is James E. Merc. James E. Merc. And the way I sign my name, I leave, you know, your signature is kind of unique. And there's the way I sign it, I leave letters out. Like when I sign James, it's J-A-M-S. For some unknown reason, I don't put the E in James when I sign my name.
Shonda.
You know. And so there were certain little intricacies like that. I goes, look, see, you forgot the E. I never put an E in James and all that stuff. So, and we had this after he had already been out of school and that. So I knew there wasn't a thing he was going to sign. And then plus two, I signed my name several different ways because being a quality guy, mm-hmm. I signed my name different ways. I signed it either short J.E. Merck or full name James E. Merck or just my initials J.E.M. because it depend on what document I was signing.
Welcome.
You know, if it was a real official formal document, I'd sign it with my full name. Anything else got the shortened version, you know. And sometimes I just scribble just to see if anybody noticed. Yeah. Eric, what are you doing, man?
There was a Dina Ramirez. Dina Jo Ramirez. No, she was a different Jo, that like a J-O-E, I think. And uh-huh. She was a year older than me. And I would get her bad report cards all the time. And my mom would get so mad at me before they figured it out. And she would still get mad. I'm like, it's not mine. It's not mine. I mean, I wasn't the best student, but it wasn't me. Yeah. I was like, so.
What were you going to say, Eric? Dina Jo just talked right over you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Eric.
I'm sorry. I finished my first cup of coffee for the morning.
Ooh, what else are you doing? Are you making something for breakfast?
I've already ate a bowl of cereal.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sounds like some kind of water going or something's going on.
Well, I'm in my room right now. You're probably hearing the ceiling fan running.
Oh, okay.
A little interference then, probably. Sounds like this.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Sounds like this.
You're out of control.
Oh, man. So what's today? What's up with today, Dina Jo? Anything today?
Today is August 17th, and it is National Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Cat Appreciation.
Yeah, we were talking about kitty cats earlier. They are sweet and hypnotizing, but they are all black known for their black cats, so they get recognition. And didn't we had a whole thing about that. Black cats really aren't. Hi, sister.
It was back in last October days. For Halloween. We did a black cat thing, and we found out that black cats get a bad rap.
They do. It wasn't rude. Yeah.
That actually, it's the white cats that are like promote evil, not evil, but you know, superstition and all that stuff. It's the black cats that do it, not the white cats, not the black cats.
Not the black cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We determined that black cats got the bad rap.
They're so
pretty. For some unknown reason. Yeah.
I think they're pretty. Yeah. It's whatever. Yeah. And then it's also National Thrift Shop Day. As Mac and Morbeth said, I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. Ooh.
Woo. Woo. Pop some tags.
You know, you can, tags.
thrift stores are kind of fun to go to. Every now and then we'll go to a thrift store just to walk around and look and see what they have, you know. What do they got here? You know, look around, see what other, you know, what people got rid of. All that.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
That's a good song. That's a funny song.
What's the name of that song?
Macklemore. What is that song? Thrift Shop. Macklemore.
What is it?
I think it's Thrift Shop.
The Thrift Shop.
Song.
That's the name of the song?
The Thrift Shop song, yeah. It's so funny.
Hold on a second. I got to try to find that. Thrift Shop song. Okay, hold on.
It's so funny.
Thrift Shop song.
Whoa. I'm going to pop some tags. I've got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for it coming up.
Ooh, Thrift Shop song.
He does cussing it. Walking up a two club.
Macklemore.
Hey, Macklemore. Can we go thrift shopping?
What? What?
Oh, I like that.
Woo! Yeah, everybody.
the thrift store. I'm gonna get the car.
I'm gonna have to listen to that later. That great. That's funny. That is absolutely funny. Boy, that had a good beat and everything, man.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
That was funny.
All right. Well, now that we had some music, we'll go on to this day in music history. August 17th. Welcome, Cosmo. Nice to see you. We will start August 17th, 1955, with Mr. Elvis Presley. He released what would become his first number one hit, I Forgot to Remember to Forget. It hit the top of the country chart several months later and stayed there for 5 weeks. Elvis Presley, I Forgot to Remember to Forget.
Country.
What's up?
I forgot to remember to forget her.
Go, Elvis.
That is got a little country twang thing to it.
I can't seem to forget her from my mind.
Elvis Presley, I forgot to remember to forget.
But I loved him.
I think Big Penny at one time had almost all of his songs when they were on 45.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I don't know what's. I don't know whatever happened to those 45s, but you know what? If she still had them in a box someplace, they'd be worth some buck. Yeah. All right, yeah. Elvis Presley.
All right. We'll move on to the year of 1959, and we will talk about the American jazz trumpeter Miles Davis. Released Kind of Blue, which is regarded by many critics as the jazz greatest record, Davis's masterpiece and one of the best albums of all time. It influence on music included jazz, rock, and classic genres has led writers to also deem it one of the most influential albums ever recorded. Miles Davis,
Kind of Blue. And this is, boy, they got some long songs on this album. And this is from the... From the album, this song is called So What? That is some jazz stuff right there. That's some jazz right there. Jazz chords.
Jazz trumpeter.
Oh, can you hear that bass?
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, Scooter. We're listening to Miles Davis for a second. Thanks,
so that's
Chris.
Miles Davis right there with the song So What off his album Kind of Blue. And this song happens to be like almost 9 minutes long. Miles Davis. There's not a lot of songs on this album either. There's like only one, two, three, four.
Were you misbehaving, Scooter, and you got Nick knocked out? I know.
There's like only five songs on this album. Five songs.
Well, aren't jazz songs usually, I think they're usually kind of long.
Well, yeah. This first one's 8:47. The second one's 9:30.
Thank you so much, Chris.
The shortest song on the album is 5:07. Then the All Blues is 11:32 and then 9:19. So five songs gives you almost what everybody else, like Elvis album with 20 songs would give you.
That's funny.
Okay. Miles Davis.
All right. So we're going to move on. This one does not have a song. This one is just a funny little fact. On August 17th, 1964, in Glasgow Council in Scotland announced that all boys and men with Beatles type style haircuts would have to wear bathing caps after a committee was told that the hair from the beetle cuts were clogging the pool filters.
Ooh.
So they made them have to wear bathing caps, 1964. So we'll move on to the year of 1968. The Doors started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Waiting for the Sun. The group's third album sprawled their second U.S. single with Hello, I Love You. The Doors, 1968.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game.
That's from the album Waiting in the Waiting for the Sun, I believe.
Yeah.
The yes. Doors.
The Doors.
Okay, guys. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
Also, in the year 1968, the Rascals, formerly the Young Rascals, started a 5-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with People Got to Be Free. The group had 13 years top 40 hits.
Sorry, started it before you stopped talking.
Nope,
that's it. Good music, the Rascals, good music.
Love it. Then we move on to the year of 1974, where Eric Clapton started a 4-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with the album 461 Ocean Boulevard, a number one hit in the U.K. The house featured an album cover. It was 461 Ocean Boulevard in the town of Golden Beach, Florida, near Miami, where Clapton lived while making the album. Eric Clapton. Year 1974.
This is Motherless Child.
Thank you.
Off the Eric Clapton album, 461 Ocean Boulevard. Shows a picture of the house and a palm tree, and he's standing there with his arm folded. Eric Clapton.
Yes. All right. We will also move on. It was the same year, 1974, the band Paper Lace hit number one with the song The Night Chicago Died, where it stayed there for 1 week. Paper Lace, The Night Chicago Died.
Now, this song was interesting when I looked it up. I mean,
is it not the one I think it is?
It wasn't who I thought, because this song was done by other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, this song was done by other people. Yeah, and so here is the Paper Lace version of the song.
Back in the USA,
oh, wow.
Back in the bad old days, in the heat of a summer night, in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died, we talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own, and he called his gang.
I did not know that this song was about Al Capone. I didn't know that this song was about
Al Capone. Even know, yeah, until right now when you said that. Yeah. That's so funny.
Now who I can't find who that's not the version
Paper Lace,
I'm used
Paper
to.
Lace. Yeah. The Night Chicago Died that's a story.
I can't remember. I'd have to look for it and try to find it.
The death. The Night Chicago Died, who sings this?
But it seemed the version I'm used to seems cleaner, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it doesn't sound like the same, but that's all the only thing that's coming up.
Yeah, interesting.
That's weird.
Paper Lace.
All right, so we'll move
on.
Well,
no, that's coming up because I looked under Paper Lace. So.
Right. No, but I just wrote up who's famous for singing The Night Chicago Died, and that's all that's coming up is Paper Lace.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, we will move on to the year of 1991. August 17th, Nirvana shot the video of Smells Like Teen Spirit at GMT Studios in Culver City, California, costing less than $50,000 to make. The shoot features real Nirvana fans as the audience. The video won Nirvana the Best New Artist and Best Alternative Group Awards at the 1992 MTV Video Music Awards in 2000, with the Guinness World Records named Teen Spirit the most played video on MTV Europe. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Welcome, Bethany. Welcome, Susan. Alright, nice to see you.
This is from their album, Nevermind.
$1,000 in the amount, that's nothing, huh?
I think this is the only song they ever did that I actually ever listened to.
Just know what it is, yeah.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, well, then we'll move on to the year of 2002 with Darius was at number one on the UK singles chart with Colorblind, the third pop idol finalist to get a number one. He originally lost out on Pop Stars, failing to get a place in the group's Hearsay, I guess is the name of the group, and they came third in Pop Idol. Darius, Colorblind. Candy's Coffee and Color, welcome.
I'm trying to forget the feeling that I miss you. Feeling green. When the jealousy swells and it won't go away.
Guy's got a good voice. Dreams. Feeling yellow. This is from his album, Dive In. A little hazy than hello. When I feel your eyes on me. Feeling fine. Good voice.
Keep kicking you out, huh, Scooter? Oh, my. All right, we'll move on to the year 2002 with Nelly. He becomes the fifth artist to replace himself at number one on the Hot 100 when Dilemma took the top spot from Hot in Here.
I'll show myself. I'm putting my other song up on top.
Yeah. Nelly, Dilemma.
This is from Nelly's album, Nelly Bill.
Love you, and I need you, Nelly, I love you, I do need you. No matter what I do, all I think about is you.
I like that bass.
Spanky, be nice to Scooter. Don't kick him out anymore. And lastly, but not least, the year 2011, Miss Katy Perry with the song Last Friday Night, TGIF, hits number one on the Hot 100, making her just the second artist with five number one singles from the same album, the album Team Dream. That would be Katy Perry, Last Friday Night.
I always thought Katy Perry could have been a model. Very pretty. They use her for a lot of makeup commercials. Last Friday night.
Oh, Scooter, your picture's up. Ended up online. He means Katy Perry. Welcome.
Katy Perry.
That's all I have. That's our music for today.
That's all you have? Thanks.
That's our music history. August 17th.
Good job, Beaver Joe.
Thank you. Danke.
I always like that. Always like that. That's good. Yeah, a lot of history. A lot of history in music.
Bye, Kane. Yeah, see you later.
Yeah.
Tell Mama Kane hello.
Thanks, Crazy Kane. Thanks for coming by, guys. Man. Okay. Well, that's it. Short show today. We'll see you later. Bye.
No. Stop it.
So I was hoping that Ralph would pop in so I could tell him to check his emails, but I don't know where he's at.
He'll check his email.
Come on, Ralph. Get back with me. Get back with me. Do you realize that your parents have seen your butt way more than you ever will? Your parents.
Well, I read that. I guess so. I don't actually look at my butt in the mirror. I guess you're right.
Your parents.
Welcome,
Zoo. I've seen your butt more than I want to. Get out of here.
Yeah, I'm sure they have.
Let's see. I was just reading through some of this stuff here. People with mixed music taste have the right personality for anything. Yeah, that's just an interesting thought. Yeah. That means they're kind of open to all kinds of stuff. People that have a mixed music taste, I believe.
Yeah, I love everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I like all kinds
of music. Hi, Cubella. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome.
Just think, if you are alone when you crack open a peanut, you are the only person in the world to have seen that peanut. Bum, bum, bum.
What the hell does that have to do with anything? I'm sorry, but that was really stupid. That's just like saying you're the only one that sees this hamburger. You're the only one that sees this.
You're not, though. People made the hamburger, so they're not the only one to see that.
Well, you are now. The
only one to see that peanut when you crack it open. Man. All right.
Okay. The Jeez. Same with the pistachio or blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. That was just too thanks deep for me, I guess.
Thanks for sharing the show, Moonfeather. Now everybody's heard it. Yeah. That's too crazy. Hey, you know, I've always complained to you about our peppers not growing like yours. You just got great pepper plants are just producing.
Oh, the jalapenos?
Peppers
yeah.
like crazy. Yeah. Well, I went out there this morning after Grammy said, you got to go out and look at those peppers. She said this last night. I went out there and they are going crazy. All of a sudden, they've just gone crazy. We've got jalapenos that are going crazy. What are those? Serranos are going crazy. And we have this new kind of pepper we bought. It's called a scorpion pepper, some kind of Taiwanese scorpion pepper or Taiwan. Yeah. I don't know. Some kind of scorpion pepper thingamajigger.
Yeah.
I should have wrote it down. Oh.
You don't have it written down?
No,
I thought you had a gardening.
I'll remember what it's called.
Please.
Trinidad Scorpion. Yeah, Tuttles.
You better write it down.
Tuttles is on that, man. I tell you what. Yeah, we got some of those. Never had them before. And nothing was, they weren't, there was a lot of blooms all the time, but no peppers. Bam! All of a sudden, peppers are coming in. Those are the weirdest looking peppers.
Oh,
Trinidad Scorpions.
I've never heard of it.
See, I was close. Thanks, Tuttles. Thanks for bailing me out, brother.
There's always somebody on this, on one of our followers that knows.
We got the smartest group of followers I've seen in the world.
We
help us
out all the time.
And we got this other
little fat orange looking thing, and it's
aren't they weird
the
looking
bottom.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no,
then they got
ones too weird.
And then we got what they call
hi Jeremy,
I forgot what they were called too. Box lunch box.
What are
lunchbox
they?
Lunchbox peppers or something like that. I don't know.
They're a hot pepper?
I think they're more of a bell pepper type thing.
Oh, I don't want none
lunchbox
of that.
Peppers or something like that. But that, man, what does he say about those Trinidad scorpions? That they're the second or third hottest pepper in the world? Why in the French coast did we buy those?
I know. I don't understand. Well, I was like, what did you get
those
for?
Hi,
J baby.
Well, we want to torture ourselves. Hey, J baby. Gosh. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah, you probably were like, oh, I'm going to get this one.
I don't know. What Grammy got one of those. Oh, one of those.
Second place as the world's hottest pepper.
Well, how do they rate then to those sriracha? What are they? Serrano?
Serrano? No, not Serrano. There is Serrano. I'm sure. Well, Serrano's just above a jalapeno, I think.
No, not that. It's the other. It's the other type of pepper.
Scotch.
You said it
earlier.
You said it earlier.
Me?
Sriracha, sriracha, sancha.
Oh my God.
Sancha luego. Anyway, we got one out there. It's a hot. And I figured a bird or something went and decided it was something went in the garden and decided like it was going to eat one of these peppers. No. They pulled it off the plant and they probably took a couple of bites of it. And it's sitting there now.
They probably just put it in their mouth.
It's all scrunched and dried out. Yeah, they try to eat that. This is too much. Grammy got sriracha. Sriracha.
Sriracha is sriracha a pepper or is it just a sauce?
I think it's a pepper. I don't know. Anyway, Grammy got one and she cut a little tip of it off and she put it in her mouth and she comes to me. Her eyes are all watery and everything. She goes, I tried a little bit of that pepper. And I go, go drink some milk. Go drink some milk, man. Yeah, I don't know. But we got some hot peppers growing out there. And I'm thinking, what are we going to do with these peppers? Man. If I can, Dina Jo, I'll send you some of those Trinidad scorpion peppers. I don't want them.
What am I going to do with them? Nobody will eat my hot sauce. They'll be like, blah, blah.
Hey, did you ever get those little red peppers to grow? No,
never.
Either did I.
Never.
Not either. They just won't grow. Hey, Tony.
Hi, Tony. I'm writing in there.
Sriracha is only 3,000. That's what we got. Sriracha peppers. Sriracha peppers. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if they were a pepper or if they were just like the sauce.
So those are pretty low on the scale compared to those Trinidad scorpions, huh? I guess so.
Sounds like it. I don't know what got you to get that. Welcome back, Jess. Did they kick you out too?
J Baby says she's got lemon boy tomatoes. I've never heard of lemon boy tomatoes. She says they're sour.
Oh, interesting.
Probably mix them with something else, you know, and mix them add a balance between sour and super sweet. I don't know.
Do they look like regular tomatoes? Here comes Tuttles.
Tuttles is coming on board.
Thank you,
Tuttles. He's going to set us straight on these peppers once and for all. I don't see him yet. Has he come?
He's there.
He's muted.
Oh, he's muted. You're muted.
I don't see you, Tuttles.
I see him. He's up there. You see him, Eric, don't you?
Yeah, yes, I do.
2 million.
Oh, they are yellow. They have a yellow hue. Lemon boy tomatoes.
Yeah.
Lemon boy tomatoes. Mm. See, I have the yellow pear.
Everybody sees him but me. Oh, it says his call ended. Tuttles.
He's going to try back. Hi, Gina.
Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Invite. Bink. Invite. Can you hear me this time?
What we do with our super hot peppers is my wife makes plum jams and stuff like that. So if you have a big pot of your jam mix, you put like one or two of those in it, and it makes like a spicy sweet jam all in one.
Oh.
Like a hot stuff.
Oh.
But when you're handling them, make sure you wear gloves and see. Because if you get any of the stuff in your eyes will burn for about 24 hours. Or,
oh my gosh,
when you go pee pee after playing with peppers.
Yeah.
You will feel like
Yeah.
But we use in the pulses when whatever, and a little goes a long way with those.
That's the one thing I need to remember is that key right there. A little goes a long ways. Yeah.
Yeah, man. We grow those.
Well, so much about that stuff.
The ghost pepper, and we grow this other one. I can't remember what it is because it's like a P5, been named yet, but it's going for the record now for number one.
Oh my god!
Grow a couple of each of those in our garden. Just for
are these peppers? Are they you know, crossbred and all that stuff? Are they kind of man-made? I mean, they don't grow naturally like that, do
no
they? I mean,
they're made mainly to get them university in Louisiana science professor there. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, and that's why this one's 632 or whatever, because it hasn't been named yet.
Interesting.
Everything and then comes up with these world's hottest peppers and thing like that's right off the plant. But there's a documentary on him on.
He can eat them?
Yeah, he eats them. And if I come across it, I'll send it to the Facebook growing facilities and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But basically, they're all.
Man.
Oh, we keep breaking up. I can't.
Does he have a stomach at all, I wonder?
I know.
Man. That's interesting, Tuttles. I did not know that. That's fascinating stuff. Thanks for that tidbit of information.
Yeah, no problem.
You always know something. I love
all these sucking.
You and your wife. You're talking about your wife and cooking and stuff.
Yeah. You're breaking. You're going in and out. But you've come in. We were able to pick out what you were saying, though. That's good stuff.
Have a great day, everybody.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Tuttles.
Thanks, man. Thanks for checking in with us and sharing that pepper stuff. I did not know that. Why in the world would you try to? I mean, what are you trying to achieve? Cross pollinating and all that stuff, and trying to come up with the world's hottest. I mean, they're already so hot, no one can eat them. I don't know. That's kind of hard to believe what he says about that professor, that he could just munch them right off the bush like that. Those peppers, get out of here. I'd have to see him in person do that, you know. But what am I doing growing these death bombs in my yard?
I don't know. What made you think you just saw, you probably saw a picture, did you see one of the plants? Because they look kind of interesting.
When we're looking at plants, it's time to buy the tomatoes and pick up some peppers to grow. All right, what are we getting? Well, we're getting the jalapenos. Yeah, as normal. Okay. And the sriracha. Yeah, we got those. All right. Hey, look at these are Trinity scorpions. Yeah, let's get one of those and see what they do.
Nice.
I'm about to tell Grammy that those things. What I'm going to say is, Grammy, you thought that one you ate yesterday was hot? Don't even try one of these. But they are, they look so, they are growing so good. I'll have to snap some pictures and post them, but they look great. Free homemade pepper spray. Yeah, exactly. James.
Yeah. There you go.
Gonna make my own pepper spray. Yeah. Bear spray is bear spray.
It's a scorpion for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They look hot. They look like they would be hot. Yeah, I don't know what came over you to get that plant.
I think it was the name. The name was intriguing. And then plus, we didn't look. We didn't do any research to see how hot they're going to be in that. But and we're getting a bunch of them. Man, they are starting to pop like crazy now. Growing like crazy.
Oh, good.
Now I want to try one, but I'm so scared now.
yeah. What, I would have are to, you crazy?
Hopefully, you're Grammy. Crazy. Grammy, when she listens to this show, she'll
listen. He's crazy.
Grammy.
Grammy would have to deal with you after trying that.
Use gloves. Don't touch anything with your bare hands. Well, I did that with those little peppers that give them to Bob. Yeah, Jess. Hey, Bob, pepper
don't
here.
Don't give him any ideas.
Yeah, got a new little pepper here for you. Oh, are they hot? Nah, they're not hot, Bob. They're like a like a green pepper.
Oh,
man.
My gosh, just, you're terrible.
Put it in your potato salad, Bob. Put this in your potato salad. Well, you know, when I was chopping in, trying to harvest the seeds out of those little red peppers, you know, I sent you the seeds too.
Yes.
Oh, I sent you the seeds also, didn't I?
Yes.
Did I send you the whole pepper or just the seeds?
No, you sent me the seeds.
Okay. Well, when I was harvesting those seeds, I didn't think just harvesting them. You know, I'm just cutting them open, getting the seeds out, blah, blah, blah. And I had some of that stuff on my fingers and I wiped my mouth, my lips are burning. Wow. It's like, what the? And then my eyes start to burn because I wiped my eye. Oh, God. And it was, and then before that actually happened, I took a little piece of the meat of the pepper, you know, not the seeds, just a little piece of the meat. I go, hey, I wonder how hot these are. I put it in my mouth. Mom, I'm munching. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, they don't taste you all my long. What did I do? You know?
Yeah.
My mouth's on fire. Yeah, those little suckers are hot too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just so disappointed that they didn't grow. I don't know. Hi, AJFJ. There must have been something that I need to do to prep them for germination. I don't know. I just couldn't get them to grow. I still have some. Put the pepper seeds in the freezer to cold stratify them. Oh, that'll help them grow. Well, I got some. I'll throw them in the freezer and maybe try growing them again next year. But I was really disappointed because I wanted to see these things take. You know, you get handed I get handed these things from our friends, Adriana. She's a friend of the show, and she hands me these. Hey, will you grow things so good? Will you grow these for us? And I'm thinking, uh-oh. Well, I will try. he says, put them in the freezer over winter. I will do that, and I'll try it again. Do you got any of those seeds left, Dina Jo, or do you still have some?
I know, I think I do.
Okay. We'll have to try.
Welcome.
So, you know, now that you've mentioned that, Tuttles, I'm thinking that I should try to harvest some of my own pepper seeds, like those Trinity scorpions, you know, and the jalapenos. And I should try harvesting my own seeds and prepping them and see if I can just grow my own plants. I mean, why not, right? I mean, that's what seeds are for, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to try that. Mix a bunch of them together. I mean, hey, maybe I'm gonna try to come up with my own brand of pepper. Yeah. And I never thought to do it with tomatoes either. Yeah. Yeah.
So you just take the seeds out of the middle of the tomatoes and clean them off and do this.
I don't know why not.
Dry. Yeah, because that's what they would do, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to cross-pollinate stuff.
Yes, of course.
I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to try to grow me a salsa plant. When it bears fruit, it's just salsa. Yeah. Hey, Tuttle.
Yes.
You're back, brother.
Yeah. Tomato plant seeds, they are tricky than most because they have a skin on them. The tomato, you take all the insides out.
You're breaking up.
Oh, come on. Is that better?
Right, go ahead.
I'm so sorry about that. You basically...
No, go ahead. You sound good now.
You harvest all the seeds out of it. You put them in a water and you let them sit in there for about 2 weeks. It will smell a little funny, but it allows all the outside tomato seeds to come off naturally. You pull them out, paper towel, and then you put them in a warm, dry place for the winter.
Okay.
All right. You have to,
I have to give that a try.
Trick. And the easiest way to do it, like I said, you just take a water bottle, fill it with water. All the skin that's on the outside of the tomato seeds will like tomato seeds properly.
Okay, now let me ask you a question, Tuttle. So we go through this kind of problems harvesting seeds to get to grow, yep. You know, so we can grow seeds. But Mother Nature doesn't do that.
No, but
I mean, right? Yeah. Mother Nature doesn't do that. I mean,
we do. I mean, I do have
the pepper plant or the fruit.
Uh-huh. And it naturally grows when the
fruit. The seeds are still in the tomato plant. I mean, in the fruit. So, I mean, it's got to grow by itself eventually, right? I mean, if the tomato falls on the ground, it goes through decomposition. It decomposes. The seeds get, and then the seeds start to grow. I mean, isn't that the normal way things would work?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. In my wild garden, they do that too. But this is like to plant our own gardens and buy seeds and stuff like that. Basically, the distillation process—it's forcing the seed to go through its like winter composition, and it does it in 2 weeks instead of over through the whole months of like May. So we're just speeding up the process and then storing them in that dormant stage.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to try that. We're going to see what we're going to do, but I'm really more interested in trying to do these peppers. So if I harvest seeds from a pepper, then I don't need to do that water thing, right?
Because there's no skin on the pepper seeds. You put them in wrap them in paper towel, put them in a Ziploc bag, and put them in the freezer until spring. You mow the paper towel, you let them sit on your table for a day or two just to renormalize. Paper towel, zip the Ziploc bag back up, and within 3 days, you'll see a little on those pepper plants. You get about 80 to 90%.
Awesome.
Do them that way. And the trick
is a good rate.
The trick to our own tomatoes is you pick the biggest first tomato plant, and that's the one you take the seeds from. Because genetically,
I already ate that one.
I got a bad habit of doing that too, trust me. Okay, the third biggest best tomato off of your plant from that, because its genetic makeup will be like, hey, I'm early. So that whole plant will want to just like,
that was on amber,
start producing fruit. It's like big enough to do so.
That third one ended up on a hamburger, brother.
Yeah. We'll pick the earliest
fruit. Don't last on our plants.
Next year, old man. Next.
We go out there and harvest tomatoes. They're eaten before we get in the house.
Try to pick the earliest, biggest, best one.
No, but I hear what you're saying.
And then it naturally won't
be
the way the whole plant goes.
Now, would that be the same? Method when you're picking like peppers to use the seeds and all that too?
Yeah, we do that as well for the peppers.
Take the first couple of ones. Yeah, okay. All right.
And we always do a couple.
That's the only thing I don't go out
in case it was defective. Every one of my little batches of seeds, like usually two tomatoes in it or two or three peppers in it or our different squash seeds. Just in case.
Where do you live, Tuttles?
In near Niagara Falls, Ontario.
Yeah, I might have to jump on a plane. Go see you. Go see your garden.
Yeah, I know. I have.
Why can't you people live closer to the old man?
I currently have 1, 2, 3, 4. Plus, I just built another raised bed in the spring because I'm going to get it filled up with asparagus. I have my natural garden, which basically means I haven't weeded this one little section in my back. Grow naturally back there now.
Now, asparagus, doesn't it take like forever to grow big enough, like the ones you see in the store?
Yeah, it takes.
Oh, we lost that. We didn't hear it. It takes what?
2 years to establish.
Years to establish.
Oh, okay.
So I built a garden 15 inches tall, and it's about 3 feet. Within 2 years, will be just all asparagus.
Wow. That's crazy. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yep.
Sonda says, I don't freeze seeds. We let them dry out completely and keep them in paper envelopes in a storage tote until next year. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So she doesn't freeze them.
We don't. Plants, especially peppers, like to be frozen. If you've seen, okay. If I sent you a picture of my 10,000 seed seed bank, you'd probably. What?
What did you
say? I'm a big.
I tell you what, Tuttles, I would love it if you would send some pictures of what you've got going on there. I mean, it would be awesome to look at your pictures.
Like I sent a few pictures to
love gardens
to the old man on Instagram of, I guess, beans and the cucamelons, but we're having a bit being able to figure out who's who and where's where on Instagram at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what you can do is you could send any pictures.
Why did I? Are you blocked?
No, it just still doesn't show that you've read any.
Tuttles, you're not blocked, are you? Blocked?
Oh, that's weird.
Huh? On Instagram?
Yeah. And then you said the one that I saw you that I thought was you. You said it wasn't you. The post about the garden, right?
Well, see.
Send stuff to
the old man podcast. The old man's podcast at gmail.com.
Oh, that'll be easy to remember.
If you send them that way.
I know. He's on here.
The old man's podcast, all lowercase, no apostrophe, just the old man's podcast at gmail.com.
Might have to do
this whole technology thing.
Might have to do a whole garden episode.
There you are. There you are. E-bike and the revolts, right? E-bike.
Yeah, e-bike Mike and the revolts.
Oh, dang it. Where did it just go? I guess it was part of your story, so it disappeared real quick. But I just saw you.
Yeah,
we got the Facebook page. It'd be best if you guys got pictures in that you want to share with us. Just email them to the show's email address, and then we're sure to get them. That's the old man's podcast at gmail.com. And then we'll make sure they get posted and that kind of stuff.
Because on the internet, there is a few fake e-bike mics because of my YouTube channels and my things. So there is a few fakers out there.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Don't you want to just grab them and throat punch them? Oh. That's the only reason people do that stuff is there's no consequences.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's no consequences, for all that crap. Anyway, I digress. I'm gonna, you know what? There. If I caught somebody like that, I'd make him eat those Trinity scorpion peppers.
That's a good idea.
I've never
eaten one. That'll fix them. I don't know what I'm gonna do with them, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do with them.
Well, like I said, I'm a nice jams felt really good in salsa.
Yeah.
Okay. Or if you're making chili, just cut one of them up chili and you'll notice a definite kick in it.
What? Put a whole one in? Oh, ay, ay, ay. You make a big enough vat of one of them, if you make a vat of about 30 gallons of chili and then you put one of those in, it should be nice.
You got to think, too, when you're adding sugars to anything, that adds Scoville rating and the heat level as well. That's why when we make them in pepper jam, really good. They do still have a bit of a kick, but it's not like sending you to the hospital kick. Sugars deteriorate.
That's funny that sugar counteracts that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll need to remember that. Yeah. And I know Grammy well because she'll listen to the show and she'll remember that. And she'll probably tell me, I knew that already. Why didn't you ask me? I don't know. I don't know, Grammy.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'll pop you back won't off listen. Again. Thanks for letting me just wanted to try to explain.
Come on anytime and talk plants and gardening and all that, brother. Anytime.
Yeah, we know love it.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Tuttles. Thanks, Tuttles and his gardening. Yeah.
Yes, and I finally found him, and I thought it was. Okay.
I was getting nervous because I'm getting a lot of crackling and popping through my headphones here, and I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I can hear. I heard that too right now.
Did you? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Like that right there? You hear that? Yeah.
Yep. All used to happen all the time, remember? And it's not.
Man, I don't know what's going on. I'm afraid to touch anything. Something's going to blow up on me.
Don't touch anything. We only have a few more minutes left. Oh. No.
It's the girl.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, thanks, Moonchild. I'm going to write that down.
Yardbird albums. Oh,
yeah, remember
goodness.
I was saying yesterday, I was like, yeah. Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool. How fun at a record store. Wow.
Man, you know, if you had a record.
Still have record stores around.
I was just going to say, if you could go out and buy and get a hold of all these old records and that, and you had a record store nowadays, man, I bet you could make some good money off of records. People seem to be getting back into the albums, the vinyls. Yeah, Eric?
Hi, Asha.
I was saying hey to Asha.
Oh, hey, Asha, what's going on?
He was welcoming Asha because we were too busy doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Blabbing. Mm-hmm. Blabbers. Mm-hmm. I would love to get some. We've got some old albums out there someplace. Chris Unpluxies has got like 300 in storage. Holy moly. Man.
Oh my gosh.
I bet you got some moneymakers in there. I bet you got some moneymakers in there.
Gosh, that's so awesome. I had so many and I got, listen to
I know. I did the same thing.
You just want to hit, you're just like, oh, but yeah.
Yeah. Like I was saying, Big Penny had all the Elvis Presley originals and all that on 45s, you know. Oh, she hated it too when you got into her records. Oh, go well because you know you didn't want them scratched. You know you didn't want them get scratched. You want to take care of them. And I wonder if she still got those. Boy, she'd be crazy if she didn't. Man, what's that crackling noise? I'm scared. I hate crackling. Crackling Rose. Wasn't that a song named Crackling Rose?
Something like that. And it was Glenn Campbell.
Crackling Rose.
Glenn Campbell sang something.
No, I think that was Neil Diamond. I think Neil Diamond sang something like Cracklin' Rose or something like that. I don't know. I'm gonna look, though. I'm going to tell you right now. Yep. I'll tell you right
it
now.
Was
I'm going to look.
Neil Diamond, and it was Cracklin' Rose in 1970. Welcome, MM Girl.
Cracklin' Rose, Neil Diamond. I love Neil Diamond, man.
Ah, Cracklin' Rose, get on board.
I don't know what he says after that. I don't know what he says after Cracklin' Rose. It sounds like this. Cracklin' Rose and blah, 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 blah. I can never hear lyrics. I am the worst when it comes to lyrics. Just like I told you about my daughter and I were talking about that Alice Cooper song, School's Out for Summer.
Yes.
And I was singing it, School's Out Forever. She goes, that's not the words. You know, it's like, yeah, it is. You know, I am terrible, terrible with words, with words. I just cannot hear them at all.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm not a lyric guy, but I can do. I can do that. I can do that with any song, but I can't make out the classic. It's just like when we were doing like Bruce Springsteen songs.
Welcome, Jay Victor. Welcome.
I can't understand Bruce Springsteen.
Mob Taker, Mob Boo. Welcome.
Oh.
I don't really care for him too much. So
Bruce Springsteen, neither do I.
I don't know why.
I don't know. There's just something about him. He's always rubbed me the wrong way. It's like I don't like you.
What did he ever do to us?
Yeah, he's never done anything to me, but I don't like him. I don't like you, Bruce. I'm trying to edit out background sounds on Presonus. Is time consuming. Hey, that's what I got. I got Presonus. I got Presonus equipment. Yeah, I gotta make a call into them right now. I gotta find out what's going on. Anyway, man, well, it's been a fun day. And, you know, it's time. It's time. It's time to say goodbye. Goodbye, and thank you for coming. Eric, you want to plug some shows?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, you've got coming up today, be on lookout for Milk Dog, and be on lookout for Mike Tampa and Dina Joe at 5 p.m. Eastern time with the latest episode of Boundaries. And then also be on lookout should Cummings' Culture do some impromptu shows. And 9:30 p.m. each time, you've got the Slightly Serious Show, as well as you've got Beans and Weenies. And tomorrow, you got Ralph, and we're back tomorrow morning. And then John DeVito is on after us tomorrow. And Slacker 82 Alpha tomorrow evening, and Torch Thursday evening, Chris Unplugged Friday evening, and many more podcast friends coming soon. So keep it right here on Podbean for the greatest, you know, podcast shows and conversation.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks, Eric. Hey, I noticed a lot of people hitting like buttons. Is there a like button?
It's a new feature.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, thanks, everybody.
But you can only do it once every 5 minutes.
Oh.
Well, we sure get a bunch of them. Well, I want to thank everybody for all those likes. I mean, it's just fantastic.
Latest app update is what it is.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with that girl and Eric. appreciate everybody coming in and joining the show. We're here Monday through Friday. Join us tomorrow for our Wednesday show. And have a lot of good times, a lot of laughs. there you go. And now a final word from that girl, Dina Jo.
Holy, I swear. Be the reason someone smiles today, even if they get under your skin. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great rest of your day, and we will see you tomorrow. Hopefully. Yeah, I love you guys. Thank you so much. Bye. Bye from that girl.
I can feel your long, spindly fingers gripping my neck.
What? My long? God, you were just digging yourself in a hole. You better put that foot in your mouth, mister.
Oh, yes.
Foot in mouth.
Dina Jo. Thank you, Dina Jo.
You're very welcome, everybody.
Oh, having a lot of fun. That's what we do.
Yes,
thanks,
we
everybody, for tuning in. We really appreciate you coming out and going to us, all your support and just helping us out. We're having fun. This is what we do. We have fun. We hope you have fun. Hope you're enjoying the show. Download our show. Download all our past shows. Tell your friends and family to download the shows. And just how hopefully they'll have a blast and laughing in that, too. Appreciate everybody coming out and visiting us. T-Bone, you're late, but you're here. We're glad to see you. Gina, good to see you. Torch. Tony, Chris, Unplugged. Thanks, everybody. Shonda. I mean, we got so many good people in the show.
Tuttles and Q-Bell are on later, too.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And just have a great day, everybody. Go out and have some fun. Make people smile. Be the difference. Be the difference, yeah. You know. And random acts of kindness.
Big hugs, Chris. Big hugs.
You know, and just be that person. Try to make 5 people smile. And we are out of here. Thanks so much, everybody. Don't do stupid stuff like Moonfeather.
Love you and God bless you. Talk to y'all again soon.
Our music's done and we're out of here. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Later, Gators. See you tomorrow.